Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We have now for several weeks been attempting to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ and of God our Father. We've titled it the God Spiel. That is, that which God has spoken. Now, we call Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John the Gospels. Well, we get that word gospel, you know, the Greek word gospel is evangelion. It means good news. But the English word gospel comes out of the German Gottspiel, that which God says. And this whole book of God, which we call the Bible, is God speaking, and by his word, he is revealing to us not only who he is, the God of all power, both over animate objects like us and inanimate objects. He is Lord of hosts. Now, we have been in this 8th chapter of the book of Romans for a few weeks. My attempt is going to be to finish today this 8th chapter. It opens by saying, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul the Apostle, the one responsible for almost two-thirds of that which we call the New Testament, 77 times speaks of being in Christ. How do we get in Christ? We are in Christ when he is in us. And it says, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. How do we get in Christ Jesus? We get in Christ by faith. For the good news of the gospel is that the righteous, and Jesus spoke of righteousness. He says, of righteousness, because I go to the Father. The only one who is righteous is Jesus Christ. The only one who ever walked on earth is Jesus Christ. We're talking about the righteousness of God, which this fifth chapter tells us is a gift from him. This eighth chapter tells us no condemnation to those who are in Christ. He says that, and if Christ be in you, then the body is dead because of sin. And we spoke about that last week. Yeah, the old man might still be alive, But we're talking about a new creation. Wherein the Spirit of God beareth witness with our spirit, that spirit which he has given us, that we are the children of God, and that if children, then heirs, joint heirs with Christ. He goes on to say, we're being saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what we see, why would we hope for it? God has eternal life for those who operate in that gift of faith that God has given to those that he has called, that he has chosen. It says, to every man a measure of faith is given. We cannot live without faith, but God, in the fullness of time, sent his Son, and the context, or part of the context of that fullness of time, is that the Greek language ruled the then known world, and Jesus Christ reached into that language and he pulled that word, pisteos, out of it and made it his. I've used this simple example that, you know, when we're driving down the road and we drive through a green light, we're driving through by faith. We have the faith that those coming to the red light are going to stop. We can get fooled once in a while, evidence shows. That's not the faith God is talking about. He's talking about the faith wherein we do grab hold of his promises. And we act on those promises. The New Testament makes it very simple in the 10th chapter of this book of Romans, this epistle of Romans. Paul says, you know, we don't have to reach up and pull God down. We don't have to reach down and pull God up. The word is nigha. It's in thy mouth. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, declaration or proclamation, better translated, is made unto salvation. Soterion. All. That word means all that man was meant to be. Now, it's important. It's very important that you hear, if God's given you an ear, that you hear the message today. In the 28th verse of this 8th chapter, King James says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. It's not a very good translation. And it's perhaps one of the most popular, one of the most famous, one of the most widely read promises of God, and it's not a good translation. The literal is, to the ones loving God, God enters in. The word in the Greek is sunergo. we get our word synergize from when we take various ingredients. Some may not be very welcome to the palate, but mixed together and synergized, they can be and are well-pleasing. God synergizes God. The great name of God, Jehovah Sabaoth, Lord of hosts, in control of animate as well as inanimate objects. To the one's loving God, God enters in to all things to work his good. So many have crashed on this poor translation, for they find themselves in trouble, in tribulation, and they can't understand when the word supposedly says, works all things together for good. No, for his good, and his good is that he will spend eternity with his children, with his chosen, those he chose out for himself from before the foundation of the world, with his church, that is, the Lord's people, the people who belong to the Lord. To the ones loving God, we know this word. No, it's not the same as that Greek word Gnostic, that is to have knowledge. You know, in the Greek, you add an A in front of a word to make it the negative. agnostic, those without knowledge. Here, this word is oidem. And probably the better understanding, after having gone through 7.5 chapters of Paul putting God on display and the gospel, the good news of what God is doing with us, Paul says, to the ones loving God, and don't ever get the process wrong. We love God, John tells us in his epistle, because God loved us first. The better translation is, to the ones loving God, we understand that God enters in to all things to work his good. To them who are called according to, now, his purpose, the word his in the King James here is in italics, but we're certainly talking about God's purpose. What's his purpose? It says, for whom he did foreknow, he knew before, he also did predestinate. He set us apart in advance. Why? To be conformed to the image of his Son. that wonderful message found in the 18th chapter of Jeremiah, where Jeremiah is at the potter's house. And it tells us that the vessel was marred in the eyes of the potter. So he made it over again as seemeth good to the potter. New life. A new creature in Christ. That will be conformed to the image of his Son, that he, that is, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Paul says, moreover, let me add to that, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also righteousified. Look at what God says he is doing. He righteousifies. And whom he has righteousified, them he also glorified. Paul says, what shall we then say to these things? King James reads, if God be for us, who can be against us? But if you look at it, there are words in italics. The literal is, if God for us, who against us? That wonderful verse in Psalm 3 that says, thou art a shield about me. Speaking of God, not, you know, metal, wood, whatever a shield may be. It says, God is a shield about me, brings me comfort virtually every day. Oh, that you might be comforted by the Spirit of God through his word, which Spirit brings us. His word. If God for us, who against us? Listen, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, that is with Jesus, also freely give us all things? Charistatai, freely give. The root, charisma, grace. Folks, it's grace. It's unmerited favor. Oh, that you might hear and receive the word of God, that you might have confidence in God. That is, holding on to his promises. God so loved us and set out to accomplish what he said in the beginning regarding Adam, let us make man, let us make Adam in our image. He gave his Son to accomplish this. And he who has all power will accomplish it. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Ecclesia, outcalled ones, chosen for himself. It is God that righteousifies. Who's he that condemneth? And here the word is katakrima. That is permanent condemnation. In our lives, God will bring a little crema to keep us or get us back to the right path. He doesn't, you know, we don't have to start all over. God look, we have scientists today that can send a rocket into outer space, and if it gets off course a little bit, they don't bring it back to Earth. They just adjust the course. God, through his word, by his spirit, adjusts the course of our lives. It's not ultimate katakrima condemnation. It's Christ that died, that he might keep us or take us out of this present evil world. It's Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. The resurrection, the rock bed, the foundation of Christianity, the hope that we have in God that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He is the one that causes us to hit the mark. God is doing this. Salvation is a work of God, folks. As we said last week, stop looking at yourself and look to God and what he has done and what he is doing and what he will do. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Oh, wait a minute. King James says that all things work together for good. Huh? Where'd this tribulation come from? God enters in to all things. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good courage. I have overcome the world. We're going to speak on that in momentarily. Shall tribulation, whackings, that which separates the wheat from the chaff, shall distress? Oh. You don't need psychiatrists or psychologists or quote-unquote Christian counselor because you're in some kind of stress or distress. You need to look to God and grab hold by faith of his promises. Or persecution? Whew. The God School is available worldwide. And there are many whom God has chosen for himself who are in persecution or famine. We got famine all over the world, or nakedness. I don't know what. I'm going to put on, it's all worn out, I'm naked. Or peril, danger, or sword. Threats. As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That's what may appear, but Jesus Christ, the great shepherd, shall keep his sheep and not lose one. Paul's response, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Conquerors. We have this popular company in this world called Nike. That same word of Jesus, be of good courage, I have overcome. Nike. More than conquerors. Root, Nike. Victorious. Through him, Jesus. Through him, God, our Father. Abba, our Daddy. That loved us. Paul goes on to say, for I am persuaded that neither death, not gonna do it, life, not going to do it, nor angels, not going to do it, nor principalities or powers, not local authorities, not presidents, not governments, not wicked spirits in the heavenlies, nor things present. More things to come. I always point this out when I come to this passage. It doesn't say anything about yesterdays. It doesn't say anything about pasts. It says present nor things to come. If you're hearing this and it's having an effect, don't worry about the past. It's not even mentioned. Paul doesn't waste time mentioning the past. Nor height, nor depth. You can't get so high or go so low, nor any other creature in all of God's creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God which we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm not finished. You want to hear the rest of the message? Go to thegodschool.com. Let's continue. I want to take us to passage from the prophet Isaiah. It says, in the 54th chapter, it says, listen, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. In the 55th chapter, 8th verse, it says, for my God, for my thoughts, God speaking, are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Selah. Think on that. The 11th verse says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Godspiel. It shall not return unto me void. It shall not be empty. It shall not be vain, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper whereto I sent it. God spoke. God will accomplish it. God has put us in Christ, and we one day be with him and see him as he is. As we continue to endure in the hope of God's promises, and we continue to hold on to his word, to the God spiel. I'm going to end this message with those words that God gave to those who were to minister to his people, wherein he said, this is how you should speak. The Lord bless you and keep you. That is, to guard, not like a prison guard, but to keep an eye and care for you. His word says, your cares are his constant concern. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious. That is, give unmerited favor. Oh, look to our God, to our Father, to our Daddy, to our brother, Jesus Christ. For they are gracious. The Lord lift up his countenance, that is, make you aware of his presence, and give you peace. Shalom. God is not against us, though we be sinners? God gave his Son to take care of that condition. And in the New Testament, the Greek word translated peace means to be set together again. My hope is that the Word of God, which is going forth, shall be effectual. If it is effectual with me or through me, I want you to go to thegodschool.com. Click on the comment section. Listen again if you need to. And you do need to, just like I need to. Listen to the message again. And send me a comment that the word is effectual and that your love and your faith and your hope is in God who has spoken his word to us, wherein we may trust in him. He's gonna spit. Shows you it's live. He is going to spend eternity with those who trust him. And that's the God School for today.